you train the model on data that you have confidence in. You know the right answers. You know whether a species is infected with that particular disease or not. And then as soon as you are confident that you have a well-trained model, then you set it loose on data that you aren't so sure about. So, for example, species that are unknown to carry the disease or are suspected to carry the disease, but there's no positive information yet collected on it and that kind of thing. So you're basically building something that predicts really well on data that you're confident about and letting it predict on data that you're not so confident about.
What sort of diseases can this algorithm help predict?
Well, I guess theoretically on any kind of disease, but the work that I'm most interested in is for it to predict on zoonotic diseases, so those that jump from animals into humans.
Are there some real-life examples of this algorithm predicting an outbreak that was later substantiated?
Well, yeah, funny that you mentioned that, because on the previous work that is now completed on rodents, we collected the data from public sources on rodents that are known to carry specific zoonotic diseases. We built the algorithm, we ran it on the data, and we got these results. And as we were writing up the paper to be published, I went back and checked the predictions, and lo and behold, 3 of the 7 or 8 species that had high probabilities of carrying something had actually, in that interim, been confirmed to carry diseases in the wild. So I guess it's nice in that these results can be ground-truthed by surveillance efforts that are ongoing.
And from what sources do you gather this information that you enter into the algorithm?
Most of it is published literature, so peer-reviewed scientific studies. Some of it is collected from global online databases. For example, a database called Gideon that is used by medical health practitioners to help diagnose human diseases. So there's a wide range of freely available and sometimes subscription-based databases that are used to collect these data.
And kind of from a broader perspective, how could this algorithm be of use as it pertains to human health?
I think it has a lot of potential. So it's not just one algorithm. There, it's just a class of algorithms. It's a machine learning approach to mining information from data. And so, you know, on my end, since I'm really interested in zoonotic diseases, one potential application could be predicting reservoirs when you're not sure where they might reside or what kind of species you're looking for. So a prime example might be, you know, right now with the Ebola outbreak, we know that the disease is hiding out in reservoir species, but if you're talking about a continent and you're talking about rainforests that harbor hundreds and hundreds of thousands of species, casting a wide net across that forest is just going to be ineffective at capturing the most likely reservoir. So what you can do to start with is to narrow that scope a bit and train an algorithm, identify those species that have the highest probability of carrying something like Ebola, and then set a surveillance team loose and say, hey, I have 90% confidence that it's going to be one of these 15 species, and they happen to occur in this type of forest. Why don't we go look there first? So as an applied tool, it has tremendous potential. It hasn't been applied in that way before, but we have high hopes for it.